Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities with John and Ms. J. Oh, yes, we got a show for you guys today. I mean, this going to be great. But before I go any farther, what I want to do, I would like Ms. J to take the pleasure on bringing our guests on today.
Absolutely. I'm so excited today. We're back on the air. Yes, we back, John and Jay. And our special guest today is comedian T-Bone. I guess I can use his government name, Sean Tyrone Craig. But we're going to call him today. And before we get started, you know, girl and Mr. T-Bone, give us a little information about you before we talk, tell the world, you know, grill you with all these questions.
All right. I am T-Bone, the comedian, straight out of Oak Cliff, out of Dallas, Texas. I've been doing comedy going on a year, and I've just been blessed in the game by different comics that's here in Dallas, Texas, that giving me this opportunity, such as K104. They gave me the opportunity to live out my dream, and I am doing I'm doing it.
Where you get the name T-Bone from?
I love T-Bone steaks. I got that name going to a restaurant. That's all I used to order. So the Spanish guy kept saying T-Bone, and so that, hey, it stuck with me.
So you do things in the community. I know you speak to the youth, and we're going to talk about your comedy a little bit later on, but let's talk about some of the things you do with the youth.
Well, this I think it's Christmas. We did a non-charitable for Agape disabled kids. I did a performance for those guys. It was, you know, by me being a comedian, I'm raw, but you know, I got to keep it quote unquote clean on you guys' station, so I had to keep it quote unquote clean when I did that. So I love doing clean work, you know, because that's where really the money at, and people, you got to get your point across in a way of not cursing or using profanity. So when I did this for these kids, I seen the enjoyment on their face, and I seen how they liked it, and I seen how, you know, I just tried to motivate and push them and told them they could still be anything they want to be. They could be even, they could be a comedian, you know. So I tried to give them encouragement. Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. And you're right about being a comedian, because I know quite a few comedians. I have a really good friend named Shane Forbes, and it's hard for them to leave out those other extra words, you know.
Right.
And so mastering your craft to the point where you can still make us laugh, then keep it clean, you know, that's pretty
right.
Cool.
Yes,
especially
ma'am.
Working, because they, you know, they want to laugh too, you know, and,
right.
You know, you just, and, you know, families and different structures in families, you know, they won't go to your show because you cuss too much, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So,
it's
a, you know, catch-22 almost in the comedian world and making money, because you got to be diverse so that you have
right.
That ability. It's pretty cool.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, T-Bone, well, what made you become a comedian?
I lost my mom. Maybe, I think it's been a year. It's been a year since I lost my mom. And instead of me getting depressed and, you know, getting in a slump mode or, you know, thinking of suicidal thoughts myself, I chose comedy because we used to laugh all the time, and my mom always told me I had a knack. I had something. You know, I couldn't figure it out because I like acting too, so I want to do some acting as well. But she told me that I could be whatever I want to be, and when she passed, man, it's like it gave me the saying, go on, do your thing. You know, confirm, it's confirmed. Go on, do your thing. Your mama gone. So instead of you crying and boo-hooing, start laughing and making people laugh.
Yeah, she gave you your wings pretty much. You know, I always say,
yes, ma'am.
Sometimes people pass,
yes.
They give us our wings. And so she gave you your wings to fly. So that's pretty awesome.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Now, you also, I know you did some work, comedian work with the handicapped kids, but you also talk to children about telling them they can be anything they want to be. When, you know, you know, being a comedian is hard. People don't believe it, but that's a hard job. And so it took a lot of courage to do that. So how do you use that knowledge and that courage to encourage the young people that they can be anything they want to be?
Well, I look at myself. I look at all the mistakes I made. I look at all the things, the wrong choices. And I just said, look, you either got to talk about this, make this your testimony, make this your thing, what you do when you get on stage. See, when I do talk, even if I'm talking to the kids, I let them know about my past. I let them know where I come from. I let them know my struggles. And I was blessed. I come from a good home. My mom was a beautician, so really didn't have no hard struggles, but I made them a struggle by the choices that I made. So I try to tell people and encourage them that they can become and do anything that they want to be. And when I do get up on that stage, everything comes out naturally. Everything comes out what I've lived through and what I've done, not nobody else. I talk about me more than anything.
Yeah, they can relate, you know, because John does the same thing. A lot of young men call John all the time, and sometimes he needs a second ear so he'll buzz. But it's good to hear a real person talk about real life, because a lot of times they think if you're on a certain platform or you're doing certain things, you ain't had no struggles, you don't know about nothing. And it's good to let the young men and young, you know, if you talk to young ladies too, to know that everybody got a struggle. It may not, you know, be your struggle. We all have had a struggle.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is, you know, that's one of the gifts that God, I think, that's just what I think, that God gave all of us, you know, to where as though we can, you know, get through to other people. And I know for a fact that a lot of people call me, especially young people. Some of them, I got a son, he's in his 30s. And, you know, a lot of his friends, you know, they all call me Pops, you know. And they'll talk to me, you know, before they talk to their own daddy. They'll come and talk to me. And a lot of them was raised up without a father. Their father wasn't in the house. So what they would do, you know, they look at me as their father, you know. Pops, what about this? Pops, I'm having problems with my wife. What you think I should do? You know what I tell them? I say, go home, get your wife, and y'all go talk to y'all to a pastor. You know, I say, I always tell them, you got God in their life, God in their marriage, and it'll work out. But if you don't have God in your house, it ain't going to work, man.
You're right about that, brother. You are right about that. You're definitely right.
Let's talk about I want to talk a little bit about your comedy. We'll get back to community. My apologies. But let's talk about your first show. Where was your first show, and how did it go for you?
My very big first show was with Michael Shine from K104, and I performed in front of almost 250 people. That was my first time going on stage, and I rocked it. I wasn't scared. It's like I got so much energy. I don't know where this energy comes from once I hit that stage. But it was diverse. The crowd was diverse. It was white, Mexicans, Japanese, and black. So I got up there, and I just did my thing. Everything just came out naturally. You know, when it's a diverse crowd, you have to be cool on the topics that you talk about. And I just, you know... Yeah, so it was like, you know, you're reading face language, you're reading body language, you're reading eyeballs, pupils, everything is looking at you. So, I mean, I just love it. I don't even know how to explain it. But that was my first time, Michael Shine, May the 9th. I'll never forget it.
Wow. Well, later on in the show, if it's okay with Miss J, you understand, we're going to go ahead on and ask you to give us a little sample of what you got.
I got you. It's no problem. I got something clean for you.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Now, another thing, too. If it's all right, I got some callers already that, you know, want to ask you a question.
Come on with it. Let's do it.
Okay. You ready, Ms. J?
I'm ready. I was born ready, baby.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Andrew Finch. I'm calling from Longview, Texas.
Longview, I'll be down at Longview. I'll be in DeKalb.
All right, Andrew.
All right. Yeah, but I wonder, how can I hear some of your materials? You got it on YouTube anywhere?
Go to Comedian T-Bone. Go to Comedian T-Bone. It's two of them. T-Bone the Comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to Comedian T-Bone. And you can follow me on everything that I'm doing, young man.
All right, I appreciate that, and I like how you turn your sadness to laughter, because laughter is medicine. I know it is. It's true. You can laugh yourself to health.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank
you
so much, man.
You're doing. And people need laughter.
Thank you.
Good, clean laughter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I appreciate it, T-Bone. Keep doing your thing, man.
Thank you, my brother. All right, man.
Thank
follow
you.
Me on Facebook. Yes, sir. Thank
I sure
you.
Will. I will.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for
okay.
calling in, Andrew. Okay. Yeah, Andrew was right. You know, laughter, that is medicine.
It
you
really
know?
Is. I love. Yes, it is.
Yes, he was
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
right
that made me feel good, man. It's like one person can say something encouraging to you, you know, and that gives me more, you know, more strength in my doing what I'm doing. So I really appreciate that, Kat.
Yeah. Hey, would you say you're gonna be in Texas? You gonna be in Longview also?
I'm gonna be in DeKalb, Texas.
Oh, okay.
East
All
Texas.
Right.
It's that's
oh,
East
wow.
Texas.
Oh. Hey, we got another caller who want to ask you another question. Golly.
Okay, come on
let's
with
let
it.
Let him in.
Okay, come on with it.
Hello?
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Tommy Cole, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
All
hey,
right.
Tommy.
Hey, what's
Hello.
Up, Tommy?
What's got on, Mr. John and Mr. J? How you all?
Hey.
And Mr. T-Bone, how are you, brother?
What's happening, man? T-Bone in your mouth. What it do, brother?
Oh, man, it's all good. It's all good. Look, I was, well, first of all, I listened to the show, you know, and I love John and Jay, you know. I've always listened to them. And they brought on T-Bone, that's you. And, you know, I heard the name, you know, got a little hungry. But, you know. do you write your own do you write your own stuff like before you go on stage, or do you get on stage and then you perform from the crowd's reaction?
No, I don't write anything. I go off the top of my head.
Wow, man. Well, that's awesome, man. You know that's a guy that's real funny when you go right off the top of your head, man. That's great, man. That's great.
Yeah, I try not to use the same material.
Oh, good. Well.
So
well,
because
I'd like
to
encourage you, man.
Yeah, we done interviewed a couple comedians on the show, and on this show that was Wednesday, Jay, that was last year, right?
Well,
all of them, they always say that they write their own material, you know. And you don't write your own material, but man, that is great.
Yeah, come from the top of the dome.
Yeah, that's kind of better because you are more original. And I think, I mean, nothing against anybody writing their material because it depends on what platform you're on. But if you can go off the dome, that really makes you more creative because they're not going to hear the same thing every time they come to your show. And, you know,
right.
One of the first things a comedian can do is every time I see you, you got the same joke.
Yeah. No, not T-Bone. T-Bone come with something different. That's what make me different from these other comedians that's out here. I come with style. I come with pizzazz. Really, truly, to tell you the truth, Miss J, I know what the ladies be looking for when a man is up on that stage. So that's what I do. I keep it intact. I keep everything right.
Well, excuse me. I didn't even know I knew what they were looking for, but school assistant.
You know, y'all like a man that look good. Y'all like a man that look good.
I guess foreshadow. When I'm going to a show, I want to laugh. I don't care if you look what you look like. Honestly, I don't care.
Well, that's true.
Round, bald headed with no teeth. If you can't make me laugh, you can't make me laugh. Now, if I'm going on a date or something, yeah, you're right. There's some protocol there. But when you're a comedian, I really don't care what a comedian looks like, whether male or female, as long as they can make me laugh. Really,
right.
I'm looking for laughter. I'm looking for that to release that stress, to make you feel better.
And also, T-Bone, you're an actor also. You are preparing for a play. But hold that thought, T-Bone. I wanted to say something about Tommy. Tommy is an actor also. Tommy done played in a lot of movies. And, you know, with he played in one movie, I think it was with Martin Lawrence. And he done, you know, played in a lot of movies. Also, Tommy is a stage play writer, and he just did a big stage play in Louisiana called Broken Trust that was very mm-hmm. successful. And so, and the reason why I wanted to say that is because, you know, you are you into theater also. So,
yes,
you know,
sir.
Let the audience know what you fixing to get in your theater. You know, what y'all fixing
well,
to do?
Well, I just did a voiceover, the book from, let's see, I think it's the Bayou. I think the book is called The Bayou, and you'll be able to get this book off of Kindle, and you'll be able to get it off of Amazon. The author is Kim Robertson, and me and my wife did a voiceover. I played like maybe about 5 characters in the book, and my wife played about 2 or 3 of them, and the voiceover thing, that was fun. You know, you go in the studio, you do your thing, and you turn into all these people that you're playing. I just finished that up, and then I'm also in this play called We Woke here in Dallas, Texas. It's a very big play. We're celebrating Black History Month. They delayed the play because of my schedule, and I really appreciate this. This is In the Spirit Entertainment, my number one team. These guys be in Africa, they be in Hollywood, they be all over the place, and I'm just so honored to be a part of this team that I'm with. Shout out to Anita, and shout out to Crystal over there in the Spirit Entertainment. We're in the process of doing a play, and we're going over Duke Ellington. We're going over all the black actors, all the black people that was black in the back war. We are mimicking them. They have turned around and got people that look like Rosa Parks. What's that other lady name? That sat in the back. The slave lady. What's her name? Oh Lord.
Tubman.
Miss Tubman. We got her. Yeah, we got her. We got George Washington Carver. We got, like I said, Duke Ellington. We got a whole bunch of them, man, and this is a big play. We got kids involved, Mexican kids, white kids, black kids. We got – it's such a big honor to be a part of this. So, yeah, T-Bone is doing it.
Yeah, that sounds
wow.
like a history.
Yes, indeed. I like to – man, you know, just by you letting us know what's going on, you know, I really like that. I really do. Tell me something. You know, what's the name of this play? Yeah, I know you said it, but I don't know if the audience called.
We Woke. It's called We Woke. We Woke.
Oh, We Woke.
We Woke.
That's really nice.
Wow. Yes.
You can go up on the Spirit. You can go in the Spirit Instagram. Or you can go to Anita Tess, that's T-I-T-T-S, and you can follow me. Or you can go to my Facebook page and you can follow me. Then I also have a concert coming up. I have a show coming up March the 10th, and it stars Junkyard Dog, David Pfeiffer out of Houston, Texas, and my girl Kim Flatback out of Oak Cliff.
Oh, okay. Shit, I see you busy, man.
Man, my this year has been a blessing. I'm telling you guys, follow your dream. Please follow y'all dream. You never know what God got in store for you if you put some ambition towards it and put a little effort towards it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's really true. You got to just put that one foot out there and get it, get the moving.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, one thing, I am so excited of being, you know, back on air. You know, this is just so great for me, and I know Miss J is excited, and Miss J did, you know, we kind of like changing the talk show a little bit, okay, and Miss J did doing the videos, and she did a video that T-Bone is coming on air, you know, with the
Uplifting
Communities talk show, and
oh,
I'm going to tell you, we got thousands of views off of Miss J video. And I want to thank Miss J. You know, I really do want to thank her, because Miss J been with this talk show for, we gone on 3 years being on air. We done did well
All right.
over 100
Praise
shows.
God. 100 Praise God.
Shows. Praise God. Not too many people last that long in this industry.
Right.
And Ms. J been with Uplifting Communities Talk Show since it first started. So shout out to Ms. J. Okay.
Shout out to Ms. J. Way to go, Ms. J. Way to go.
Right, Ms. J.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a team effort, you know, and I just do what I think we need to do, and then I tell you later, or I say, John, that's what I did, and you say, oh, go on, Miss J, just do it. So I just go on and just do it.
Can I send a shout out? Can I send a shout out?
Of course you can.
I want to send a shout out to my lovely wife. My wife is my agent and my manager. And my wife, and my best friend, and my lover. Do you understand me? And
wow.
my church partner. Yes, yes. I would love to acknowledge her, because she's been through with me through all this, man, through thick and thin. And I just want to let everyone know, let your mate be involved in what you're doing. Most people, couples, try to block their mate out because they don't want their mate in their business. I'm here to tell you, let her in your business, because that's your second eye. That's your second, you know, that's your second opinion. That's the person that's going to be watching you when you probably be, you know, associating with the crowd or whatever. My wife watch all my moves. So I want to send a shout out to Arnita Allen Craig, letting her know I thank her so much.
Amen.
Yay, Arnita.
Hey, Arnita, how you doing? I know you're listening in. Okay. Take care of T-Bone, that's a really, you know, he's really a humble person. It's my second time talking to T-Bone. You know, I talked to him before we came on air, you know, what, about a week ago? When I invited him. Yeah, when I invited you to come on a show. And very humble, very spiritual and humble and good person. So you married a good man now, right on. It's not too many ladies married,
but
men. Black
girls rock.
You know?
Don't get it twisted.
Already, Jay.
But even go back. It's the woman, baby.
Yeah.
It's the woman.
Yeah.
Well, you know one thing, though. Yeah, you're right, Miss J. If you got a good lady, you know, she can show turn that man to a good man, you know.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's
and it's
right.
an image thing. It's an image thing. When I'm out, she's with me. So, you know, she by her being beautiful, she make me look good, because, you know, I'm ugly. I ain't gonna even lie. I'm ugly. I am ugly. But my wife makes me look so beautiful. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I want all the ugly guys out there to know, you are ugly until you're with your wife. When you with your wife, she may make you look a little better. So keep your head up, ugly people. Keep your head up.
Oh, my God.
I'm a woman,
Lord.
God.
I guess shout out to the ugly guys.
Have mercy, I'm a woman.
You know,
hey, comedian. Hey, T-Bone, what you say? Shout out to all the ugly people out there.
Yes, I'm going to start an organization. I'm going to be the head president. I'm the ugliest, so we're going to get it together. I'm going to help all the ugly people get somebody to love them.
You know what? You done took Biggie Smalls' place, because he was ugly as ever.
Yes, yes, yes. It's our time. It's our time. Let the red guys go and let the old black tall guys go. Get you an ugly person. If you get you an ugly person, you won't have no problem because don't nobody else want them but you.
What? You're a timeout. You're a timeout.
I used that.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh,
my wife let me go everywhere. My wife let me go everywhere. She let me go by myself. She said, no, nobody wants you.
Oh, boy, I never heard of that. Well, maybe the men should start doing that, too. Get them an ugly woman.
If the man's a beautiful, if the man's a handsome, I take that back. They handsome. Get you an ugly woman. Get the opposite. Don't get a cute woman. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Don't worry about nothing.
You're on one right now. Whoever y'all love, don't be listening to T-Bone. Ugly or, well, you know, whatever you like. Whatever your flavor. Do your flavor.
See?
Well, Miss Jane. You know, with T-Bone trying to go ahead on and tell you something, you know, when you decide to get you a man, you know, make sure that he ugly. And he's going to stick around you for the rest of his life.
Exactly. You see, women got standards. Their standards are very high these days. So they want all the things to be in order. Money, good job, handsome. And dress nice, I guess. Some of these things you got to let go. Some of them you got to let go and coach the man on along. He's going to be lacking something now. That's us, man. We be lacking.
And T-Bone, and let's get back to uplifting communities because we're going a whole other direction.
Okay, man, I'm sorry.
Raising no man. So we're just going to leave that one alone. To all the ladies, I got your back. Don't listen to him. He don't know what he's talking about. Do you?
I love the ladies.
You're crazy. So, we talked about your upcoming shows. We talked about what you're doing with the kids. Are you got any more events coming up with the community or the young people in your community? Any more upcoming events for them?
You know what? This morning I just thought of something. I'm finna help the homeless. I'm finna go homeless people. I said the next show. I'm going to dedicate that money. Swear to God. And I'm going to feed the homeless. I'm going to just try to do my part and try to help. You know what I'm saying? It's a bridge here we got in downtown Dallas where you'll be surprised going across this bridge. People will be they sleeping out there. You know, when I passed by it, I was like, wow. You know, I was like, dang, if I could just be up, I'd get each one of these individuals a room. I'll get them a room. Now, I'll try to put them up for that night because it was cold. But I really want to start going to the community and giving back. I may be the only first comedian to do this, but I came up with the idea earlier this morning. This is what I want to start doing because God has been good to me. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I've lived a good life. If God was to snatch me on up and say, come on, boy, I'll be okay with it because simple fact, I know that I did what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, we've had someone that lives in Los Angeles that fights for the rights of the homeless too. And we saw another young lady from Texas as well. She even washes their clothes. She has a nonprofit clothes, and she washes their clothes and she returns it. And I think that you're correct. I think sometimes we have it so good, we don't pay attention to those who have less than us, or we think we got to. You know, the other day I saw this guy talk about homeless people at the store. I was going to store for my pops and them. And his young guy said, I don't want any money. I'm just hungry. And this black lady, because he wasn't black, she said, get a job. She was just so rude, right? And so everybody was looking at her like, you better hope that you. I told her, you know, I jump in people's business. I shouldn't do that. But I told her, I said, sister, you want paycheck for being just like that young man. You better keep your life right. But I went inside the Chinese place and bought him some chicken fried rice and water. That boy started crying. And I'm just thinking that we don't know when it's going to be our turn. So we can't be so hardy and so rude and hollering Jesus and God and don't have God-like and Jesus-like manners.
Yeah.
You're right, Ms. J. You're right. And T-Bone, you know, You were saying, you know, so many people sleeping under the bridge up there in Dallas, Texas. But brother,
yeah,
let me tell you, it's a whole, it's all over the United States, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's all over the United States. That this is one reason why, you know, Ms. J and I started this talk show. And the reason for that is uplifting the community talk show is because of what you just said, because of people struggling. You know, people has no direction. People are homeless out there. You know, we got to uplift these people and let them know that, hey, you know, like, hey, it's a light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and you got to be part of it too. You know what I'm saying? We got to, you know, let them know that they can't just sit down there and don't do nothing. If you don't do nothing, believe me, the buzzards are going to eat you up because you're dead.
You got to give them some life.
You got to give them some life. And how we give them life, we uplift them. You know, and I really appreciate what you just said, that you gonna go out and start, you know, talking to the homeless, giving them some hope. You know, sometimes we don't have money to give them, and we don't, because all of us struggling. By the time we done paid our little bills and stuff and things, well, then we don't hardly have no money left for us. But one thing we do have, T-Bone, and that's our voice.
Yes, sir.
You know, and that's a great thing, man. You taking your God-gifted talent and going giving it and sharing it with, like you said, the young kids that's disabled. You know, that never get a chance. Yeah, that never get a chance, man, to go nowhere or to listen to a comedian or to laugh.
Or make somebody laugh in the audience. You know, I look at it as I'm on a platform where I got freedom of speech, man. You know, what black man really jumps into comedy to where you got freedom of speech wherever you go, really. But on a plateau, on a stage, at the Improv, Hyenas, or wherever I'm at, I got freedom of speech, and I appreciate that. I love that. You know, I'll never probably go up there on stage being phony, because I'm not about that. I just try to keep it real, and the audience will fall into my realness. They like how I keep it real. So that's what makes me do the things I do, and like I say, man, I love what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. What I liked about it. Oh, go ahead, John.
No, go ahead, Ms. J.
I appreciate it. What I want to talk about that I really like about what you're doing is that you include your wife, and you made, like, a really valid point. A lot of times couples, they got separate careers, they got separate lives, they're just separate, but they call themselves a couple. And the fact that you guys are working together, and maybe you don't always be able to work with your husband, so I'm not naive in that manner, but if it's any kind of way that you can work together, I think that builds a bond. And you're also showing the kids a healthy relationship, or working, at least a working relationship. You know, sometimes it's not what you say, it's what you do that help people. I just wanted to applaud you for that, because I know a lot of comedians and they're not with their spouses or whatever, and so to be able to work with your spouse and show that example to the young kids in the community that y'all work together, y'all, you know, you're trying to do the best you can, you're getting it out there, you're a team. You could be teaching relationship without even speaking a word. So I just wanted to say I look at stuff like that, because sometimes it's a message in the things you do versus what you say.
Exactly. I talk about it on stage. I'm a marriage counselor. I'm everything, because, you know, I'm not going to say my relationship been squeaky clean, but mistakes I made, I overcame them, and I'm still standing. So I'm going to tell every black man, you know, keep it real with your wife. Keep it real with your companion. Keep it real with your mate. That's the only way y'all going to make it. You can keep it real with your homeboy, but you're going to go home and keep it fake with your mate. That's not right.
Yeah.
Wow. You're right, man. You're right. That's a mountain of wisdom right there. You know, you know, keeping it real with your homeboy and be fake with your wife.
Yeah. That's going to be on my next subject when I talk about it. You just gave me a, you just gave me an act, man. See? You just gave me an act. So I can't do nothing but speak on it.
I need my 10%. Talk to wifey.
I got you. Your check will be sent in the mail. Your check will be sent in the mail. Let me send a shout out to my sponsors. I want to send a shout out to 9mm, which is an energy drink. This is a veteran young man. He's been in the Army. He's a veteran. He's have came out with his own drink. He's a black man. He got them Japanese sponsoring. Shout out to Don Tex 9mm. I want to send a shout out to Linton and Dental. These are the people who take care of my teeth. I got to keep these diamonds in my mouth shining. Oh, yeah, I got Yellowstone diamonds. I went to Africa to get these diamonds. Yeah, I want to send a shout-out to Henderson Chicken. I want to send a shout-out to, who else, my barber. And I want to send a shout-out to Internet and In the Spirit Entertainment. That's it, man. These are all the people who helped me out. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
that is great, man. You know, you're not forgetting. You know, that's good. That's
good.
The quality that I like seeing in people. You know, when they make it, they don't forget who was the one that put their fingers together, you understand, and let them and raised them up, you know, by their heels. You know what I'm saying? Help them.
That's
the quality.
Yeah, selective memory, John. Once they get what they need, they don't remember you no more.
Right.
Selective memory. I got one question, though, and then we're going to give you a couple of minutes, and then we're going to try to close out. If a young person wants to be a comedian, or even an adult, they just realize, you know, I've been funny all my life, and I think I want to go for it, what would you tell them?
Come see T-Bone. Matter of fact, I help out comics. This is why I do my own shows. Let me just kind of go back and let you know how I started this. When I was doing what I was doing, I was working with bigger comics than me. By me working with them, they gave me my own plateau. So I said to myself, I'm better than them. They've been in the game longer than me, and they made more money than me, but it was like a challenging thing to me. So I said, I'm better than them, and I can do my own thing. I got my own crowd. So what I did was I jumped out on a leap of faith. I said, Lord, I hope this works. I'm going to do this. I know I can do it. So I started doing my own shows here in South Dallas at Emerald City. Shout out to KK, shout out to Alina, you understand, over there at Emerald City. That's my home. That's where I throw my show. They got an Emerald City in Chicago. They got an Emerald City in New York.
Okay. So what would you tell the comedians if they wanted to become one? If someone thought they were funny and they came to you and said, look, I think I'm funny, what do you think I should do? What would you say?
Work on your craft. Make sure this is what you want to do. This is hard. It's not easy. When people don't feel you, they're going to might boo you. So you got to be ready for all of that. And just prepare yourself for the letdown. Or prepare yourself for a good show. And all right, tell you, keep your head up, keep doing what you're doing. But that's what I'm doing. I'm helping comedians. Back to my story, I'm helping comedians. I'm helping comedians and putting them on the show and paying them at the same time. I'm helping people that don't get on shows. I'm helping people that just go to the improv on amateur night and just do that. So I'm helping them try to build their own people, get them out there, and let them have their fun. You know, that's how I'm giving back.
That's major.
Now, I told the audience, and we discussed it earlier, if you can give us a little taste of your material. Can you
do that? Yes, I can.
All right, everybody.
You got to introduce me.
All right, everybody. What I'm fixing to do is introduce you to T-Bone, and he's going to give us a little taste of his material. Go, T-Bone.
Knock, knock.
Who there?
I said. You got to say who. I didn't hear you. My bad. You know I'm in Dallas. My bad. Let's start it over. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo, boo.
You know what?
I can't hear you. No, listen, we're going in and out. Let me do it one more time. Knock, knock.
All right. Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Stop crying.
You know, I was weak.
All right, you know why God made me short?
Why?
To let your stuff go over my head, Miss J.
Oh, here you go. I like that one. I'm going to steal that.
Oh, man.
That was a
and
good
then I got this one for the guys that are married. Please, please, fellas, if you're married, man, I can tell y'all, stop playing up on your wives, man. Please stop playing up, because one thing I know, I married a woman that can fight. And that's the only way I can get myself together, if I marry, you know, if I got a woman that's feisty and that can handle me. So to you guys that are married and there's you running over your women, man, get you a woman that can fight, and I guarantee you won't play off on her no more. Real talk. I got bumps to show you.
You know what? Your poor wife. Oh, poor baby.
Hey, I'm just keeping it real. Just keeping it real.
Well,
but, yeah.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
You're, yes.
But anyway, well, that was pretty good. I like that. I like that, T-Bone. But we only got 3 minutes left on the show, and I'm going to ask Ms. J if she would go ahead on and close us out.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, before we close out, I want to thank one of the authors that donated books. Me and John are doing a literacy program to some private libraries across the country. We sent some to Texas, California, and New York. So the first author I just want to thank really quick is Natalie Kennedy. She donated 3 books, and shout out to Natalie. Indie author, we appreciate you. And Mr. T-Bone, I don't even know what to say. You got me lost for words with them last 3 jokes. But you were a great guest.
I really
appreciate what you're doing for the community. And you don't
appreciate
keep
you, guys.
Oh, we appreciate you. And keep in touch with John and let us know what's going on. And if you got a project, you know, you're doing for the kids, just let us know and we'll post it out there because that's how we do.
I'm going to let y'all know. I'm ready to come out to California. I'm ready to come out there and do my thing. So y'all get ready to see me. Get ready to look for me. I'll be out there soon. I'm going to give you this Oak Cliff style, this Dallas, Texas style, and I'm going to hit y'all in y'all mouth.
Lord, pray for us.
All right. I wanted to let the audience know.
Well, I'm a hurt.
You know,
I'm a hurt.
Miss J is an.
Don't say where I live. That's what you're doing.
No. She's an author, and she has the book Afro Man. So you guys go out. You can get that book on Amazon. So y'all go out and support. Okay.
I thought you were gonna tell them where I live. You know, sometimes you get a little friendly. You got too much information. I was like, oh, don't tell them where we live. But it's Afro-Man and the Danger Stranger book. So it's a book for kids. It's not for adults. It teaches child safety. And so we always forget the Danger Stranger part. It's a safety book, and it's really doing quite well. And we got African, you know, little chocolate kids look like us, and we got a few other kids in there too. But it's a great safety book for the kids. And, John, do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I just want to thank T-Bone for coming on the show. It was a great, really good show. I really enjoyed myself. I'm glad we're back. And we open it up with a really good guest. And you guys, you know, just go out there and, you know, and be blessed and bless others. You know, and back to you, Ms. J.
Yes, and again, we thank you, T-Bone. We really appreciate you being our first guest that we're back. And all I can say is John and Jackie is back!
Yay! Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, well, with that said, I'm going to say good night to everybody, and God bless y'all.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you.
Good night. Hello.